Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, so I got a card in the mail about your fiber optics, and I don't think we're eligible where we are. But I thought I'd call and ask.
We can definitely double check that. What is your service address, ma'am?
1059 High, HIGH, Falls, FALLS Road, Catskill. CATS.
What's the zip
Sorry.
code?
12414.
High Falls Road in Catskill. Let me double check that real quick. It's actually showing that address will be available on February 21st.
February 21st.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work? Like, are did you have you run fiber optic cable or are you renting?
We are actually going to be running that fiber optic cable. We had to wait for permission from the city in order to start. We have re received that permission and have been instructed on a time of when we will be able to start getting that fiber line laid. And we were told to wait until till the new year by the mayor. And once we begin, we will be working to get all of those addresses in. You may see a pushback based off of weather and road conditions on how quickly we're able to progress through. But
Okay.
right now, our construction department has aimed for a February 21st release date for pretty much most of Catskill.
Because I thought Mid-Hudson had a monopoly.
They do, and they're not allowed to.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, so it's one of the actual, federal FC, it's a federal communications law that no one company is allowed to have a monopoly of any region or area or business for that fact. So therefore they, despite what they have said, because we know they've been posting stuff in like community forums for most of Catskill that, oh, we're never, Arch Top Fiber is never going to come up here. They're not going to be allowed to come up here. That's not the case. We absolutely do have permission. We have permission from the city. We have permission from the state to be in order to lay our fiber optic lines where we need them to go. And we will be coming up there as soon as the new year rolls around.
'Cause they had told us that they had run their fiber optics and that we would be going live like this past spring, and we never went live. Like, I don't know what happened to the whole thing, but we still have just regular,
Like
regular cable.
DSL and coaxial cabling. Yeah. So,
Right.
and I've had other customers say, oh yeah, they're saying their fiber services are going to be active in the next, 1 to 3 months. And we're like, y we don't know
Just
about
never
that.
happened. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but
Okay.
we will be actually running those fiber lines ourselves. They are not piggyback lines. They are dedicated fiber optic lines that belong to Arch Top Fiber. We do own the rights to those lines. We do not share those rights with anyone else. So it's no one else is
And they're
going to
not
be.
dependent on like the electric service.
No, they are not dependent on electric service aside from what you utilize at your home.
Okay. And you would replace the equipment that Mid-Hudson has
We
here?
will actually. We will actually be providing you with a new router and modem that is specific for our network, as well as the fiber line that goes from the road to your home.
Do you know how many like connections that has? Because
You are allowed to have as many connections as you like, just so you know that the more connections you do have, you may see a degradation in speeds due to the amount of service being utilized. It's standard with most routers. It's like, oh, you can have so many connections before you start seeing a small dip in service, as well as what speeds they're connected to. So our routers do possess what's known as a tri-band, which is it runs on the 2.4, a 5, and a 6 gigahertz Wi-Fi bandwidth. So you'll be able to connect most of your devices, if not all of them, directly to our router. So that's nothing you need to worry about there. You may see slower speeds on some of those lower bandwidths because they do have limitations themselves in their protocol.
I was just asking because, like, our solar system, the solar panels hook into the router.
Yes, so you'd be able to connect those solar panels in. We
And
actually.
also, we have a phone through Basic Talk that connects through it as well.
That's completely understandable. So you will be able to connect that as well. We actually do have one resident that it has service with us. They on average have about 60 connections.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah, You'd be surprised how many things you don't realize are actually connected to the Wi-Fi. Sometimes
there's an Eero thing that Mid-Hudson has here.
Okay, so they use the Eero system.
Yeah. There's a router and a modem. There's two separate things.
Hi.
Like the Eero is the router, I guess, and the modem is the other thing.
No, and that makes complete and total sense that they would utilize their own system. We use a system called Adtran for ours, so that's why there is a slight difference. So you would see a difference.
Okay. All right. Okay, that sounds great, and I'll contact you in February.
Alrighty. I would like to let you know that if you do wish to sign up a little bit early, you are allowed to do so, so you can pre-order your service. And if you do pre-order it before the 15th of this month, you actually are entered automatically to receive a $100 gift card from a service called My Bundle, which we've partnered with for a Christmas time promotion, which provides you with a $100 gift card towards any streaming service you may have or you may want to get.
But I wouldn't have to pay the monthly fee until you actually provided the service, correct?
Correct, and you wouldn't receive the gift card until after services were installed.
Okay, all right, let me think about that.
No worries.
Okay, all right, thank you so much.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, I guess that's it.
All right, well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay, you too, thank you.
Bye-bye.